Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, what is the air like around you? We'll talk about that today, and let's start off with a talk about it question. Do you think your health has been impacted by air pollution? Explain.
Yes, my health has been severely impacted by air pollution. Actually, it's one reason that my family has moved cities in the past.
Yes, I agree. I've felt that a lot since living here on the island, especially in one neighborhood where I used to live. We lived right next to a few small plastics factories. The air was terrible, and I was coughing all the time.
I think it's really interesting that our article is called Air Pollution and Invisible Threat, because I have definitely been in cities before where the air pollution was very visible.
Yeah, you can just see it, as in it can be hard to see very far in front of you. It's so thick. Even where I lived before in Los Angeles, there is quite a bit of this as well. Well, we'll talk about this problem today and learn a bit more about it. Let's jump into our first reading.
Air pollution, an invisible threat. From cooking fires to fossil fuels, air pollution is all around us. A mother leans over a wood-burning stove as her baby plays nearby in a cloud of smoke. A family of three on a scooter rides down a busy city street. A group of students walks past a chemical manufacturing plant on their way to school.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看复合名词 fossil fuel. Fossil 是化石，而 fuel 是燃料。Fossil fuel 就是化石燃料，是由古代生物遗骸所形成的能源，如煤和石油等等。来看例句。The country is trying to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels like coal and oil.该国正努力减少对煤炭和石油等化石燃料的依赖。Dinosaur fossil 就是指恐龙化石。譬如 ,The museum displayed a dinosaur fossil that was millions of years old. 该博物馆展出了一个具有数百万年历史的恐龙化石。Fuel 也可以当动词，意思是机器或是助长。譬如The politician's remarks fueled public anger, sparking heated debates on social media and the evening news. 这位政客的言论激起了公众的愤怒，在社区媒体和晚间新闻中引发了激烈争辩。
Air pollution is often an invisible threat. It's something that affects us. It affects our health.But we might not realize it right away.
Before we get into our lesson, let's define what air pollution actually is. This is dirty or harmful substances that's in the air. And a lot of times when we're talking about air pollution, we're talking about the air that we breathe.
Yes, that is true. Here's an example sentence. Air pollution is a big problem in many really large cities.
All right, let's get into our text together, friends. From cooking fires to fossil fuels, air pollution is all around us.
Air pollution is all around us. We see a mother leans over a wood-burning stove as her baby plays nearby in a cloud of smoke.
Okay, we see here a couple examples of air pollution, and one of these examples contains a wood-burning stove.This is a heater or a cooker that uses wood as fuel.
Right. That used to be how most people cooked. It's still used in some parts of the world today. Here's an example. The family kept warm by sitting near the wood-burning stove.
Here's another example in our article of air pollution. A family of three on a scooter rides down a busy city street. I bet there's a lot of exhaust from cars as you're on a scooter that you inhale.
Absolutely. Here's another example. A group of students walks past a chemical manufacturing plant on their way to school.
Ooh, okay. Let's define some of these terms, friends. Chemical is a substance made by or used in a reaction. This is often used in science or when we're talking about certain industries.
For example, a lab might store many different chemicals. They'll do this in a safe way to prevent contamination.
And we find out in our article here that there is such a thing as a chemical manufacturing plant. A manufacturing plant is a large building where goods are made. Sometimes we refer to these as factories.
Yes, here's an example. The new manufacturing plant produces thousands of cars every year.
All right, so we see here that another way people might inhale air pollution is by walking by a chemical manufacturing plant, and in this case, it's students on their way to school.
Now, with all of these, from the little child playing, to this family of three, all the way to these kids walking to school, they're breathing in bad things, but it's not because of anything that they're doing. It's just things that are in the atmosphere around them.
Exactly. This reminds me of an article we had last year that talked a lot about environmental risks. Some risks we choose to take for ourselves, and other risks are forced upon us by other people, governments, or just the environment in which we live. These people aren't necessarily choosing to breathe in this air pollution. They just can't help it. It's in their environments.
Either way, it's causing a lot of damage to their health. We're going to learn a bit more about that in our next reading.
Air pollution, an invisible threat. These everyday scenes hint at a dark truth. Nearly everyone on Earth, 99% of the global population, breathes air that is more polluted than the World Health Organization
WHO
guidelines allow. Air pollution causes around 8 million deaths each year, making it one of the leading risks to human health around the world. And people from low and middle income countries, LMICs, face the highest exposure, suffering almost 8 times the mortality rates of high income countries.
Guideline这个名词意思是指导方针或是准则。譬如, doctors follow strict guidelines when prescribing medicine. 医生在开立处方签时会遵循严格的准则。Guideline如果去掉line, guide就是指导游或是指南。譬如, a local guide showed them hidden spots that tourists often miss. 当地导游带他们去了观光客常会错过的隐秘景点。跟guide相关的名词, guidance是指建议或是指导。譬如, she asked her teacher for guidance on choosing a college major. 她向老师请教选择大学主修科系的建议。So
let's talk now about some of the damage that is caused by all of this bad air pollution.
All right, reading here together, friends. These everyday scenes hint at a dark truth. Nearly everyone on Earth, 99% of the global population, breathes air that is more polluted than the World Health Organization, or WHO, guidelines allow. Okay, We see something here, and that's everyday scenes.
Everyday scenes, just ordinary things that you see as you go about your daily life.
That's right. This could be things that you do daily as well. For example, the artist painted everyday scenes like markets and busy streets. Now, in the previous section, we saw a few everyday scenes, like that scene of the three people on a scooter.
Right. So these are things that are normal. It's not crazy things that only happen once in a million years.
Exactly. And we see here these everyday scenes hint at a dark truth. This means that there is something true, but it's very negative, and it's maybe something people don't want to talk about.
It is a dark truth that almost all of us are breathing air that is worse than it should be. It sounds like maybe what the World Health Organization allows is not a lot.
Not a lot at all. And we also see here, friends, a statistic. Air pollution causes around 8 million deaths each year, making it one of the leading risks to human health around the world.
Okay, it is a leading risk. A risk is a chance of danger or harm. Of course, if you breathe in this bad air, you won't necessarily die right away, but there's a risk.
Let's use that word risk in a sentence together, friends, to better understand it. Jake knew the risks before climbing the tall mountain. Climbing a tall mountain maybe has some risks associated with it. Bad weather, or maybe the risk of a fall. But here Jake has a choice. He knows the risks and chose to do it anyway.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's talk about who is being affected by this. We see that people from low and middle-income countries, there's a term for that, LMICS, face the highest exposure.
Okay, exposure is a good word for you to know, friends, especially when talking about this topic. Exposure means being in contact with something, especially something harmful.
For example, too much exposure to sunlight can damage your skin. Put on your sunscreen.
Okay, so we're talking about these people from low and middle income countries. These people suffer almost 8 times the mortality rates of high income countries.
Now, mortality rates are something we often discuss when talking about statistics associated with things like diseases. Mortality is the ability to die. When we say mortality rates, it's the rate of death in a group caused by something.
For example, the hospital is studying how to lower infant mortality rates, the number of infants that pass away or die. So we're seeing here that people who come from lower income countries have a higher mortality rate. They are more likely to die from air pollution.
That is true. So it's affecting some people more than others, but almost everyone is impacted in some way.
Yeah, we see that statistic there, 99% of the global population. That's a huge percentage.
So unless maybe you're living in some faraway island, you're probably affected too. Well, friends, we're not done quite yet, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Take a hint. Bob walked into the kitchen and said, "It sure would be nice if someone made brownies today." Was he directly asking? No. Was he absolutely hinting at something? Oh, yes. Let's break down the phrase hint at. To hint at something means to suggest it indirectly without saying it straight out. She hinted at wanting a raise during the meeting. The ending of the movie hints at a possible sequel. It's often subtle, like a whisper, instead of a shout. You don't say the thing, you just drop clues. This phrase works great when people are being clever, mysterious, or passive-aggressive. Are you hinting at something? No, I'm just saying it's someone's turn to do the dishes. You might also hear words like imply. He implied I was late without saying it. Suggest. The data suggests we need a new plan. But hint at adds a little teasing or emotional layer. So if you want something and you're not ready to ask directly, hint away. Just be prepared for Bob to miss it entirely. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Thank you.
air pollution an invisible threat. Vehicles, industrial production, and burning fossil fuels cause outdoor air pollution, while cooking or heating with wood, dung, or lamp oil over open fires or simple stoves is the primary cause of household air pollution. Tiny particles are released into the air by these two main types of air pollution. Once breathed into the lungs, these particles enter the bloodstream and can damage the heart, lungs, and other organs, leading to strokes, lung cancer, heart disease, and chronic respiratory illnesses.
Chronic 意思是慢性的或是长期的，譬如 John suffers from chronic back pain that makes it hard to sit for long periods. John 长期受慢性背痛困扰，导致他无法长时间坐着。它的副词是 chronically， 意思是长期的或习惯性的。例如 ，Thomas has been chronically late to work since the beginning of the year.Thomas 从年初以来上班就习惯性的迟到。名词片语 chronic illness 是指慢性疾病，譬如 living with a chronic illness can be physically and emotionally challenging， 与慢性疾病共存可能带来身体和情绪上的双重挑战。 That's all for today's Language Lab. See you next time. Bye.
What exactly is causing all of this bad air all around us? We need to understand it if we're going to fix it.
Well, Garrett, we have a list of some things that cause air pollution here in the next part of our article. Vehicles, industrial production, and burning fossil fuels cause outdoor air pollution.While cooking or heating with wood, dung, or lamp oil over open fires or simple stoves is the primary cause of household air pollution.
All right, we have a lot to talk about there. A couple of different places where that air pollution might be getting caused. Let's start off talking about industrial production.
Okay, industrial production is the making of goods in factories.So I'm sure you have seen this before, friends. When you see a factory, you oftentimes see a lot of maybe smoke or something like that coming out of the top of it. You can see just by looking at the factory that it's causing air pollution.
Absolutely. Industrial production might increase after new machines are installed in a factory. That's good for people that want those things, but not great for the air.
Okay, so we have two different categories of air pollution here, friends. Vehicles, industrial production, and burning fossil fuels are the things that cause outdoor air pollution. Now, let's take a look at indoor pollution.
Okay, indoor pollution is often associated with cooking and heating, we see. And people use a few different things, from just normal wood or lamp oil,or even something called dung.
Okay, friends, dung is solid waste from animals, and dung can also be used as fertilizer.
If you don't understand yet, we'll use the not so nice word. This, friends, is poop.
That's right, and dung can be used, as we see in our article, to light fires, or maybe farmers might use cow dung to help their crops grow.
Right, it burns pretty well, but it is not great for the air or the people that need to be near it.
That's right, and we find out why here in this next sentence. Tiny particles are released into the air by these two main types of air pollution. So whether it's from vehicles, manufacturing, or heating with wood or dung, there are particles released in the air when this is done.
Particles are really, really small.Pieces of something. You could have particles of many different kinds of things, but this is where we're talking about that invisible risk. You often can't see those particles in the air.
That's right, and sometimes we can see particles. Maybe you've seen dust particles floating in the air near the window, but particles can be even smaller than that, such is the case when it comes to air pollution.
Okay, once breathed into the lungs, these particles enter the bloodstream and can damage the heart, lungs, and other organs. That's not good.
Not good at all. We finished the sentence by reading, leading to strokes, lung cancer, heart disease, and chronic respiratory illnesses. Now, a respiratory illness, respiratory means something that's related to breathing or the lungs.
Now, for example, doctors often treat patients with respiratory problems.
Now, when I lived in a city with high air pollution, I had chronic respiratory problems. I had bronchitis for many months out of the year.
Oh, dear. And I have asthma. It's kind of a sickness related to the lungs and breathing. Often I don't experience it, but when air pollution gets bad, that's when it really comes out.
Definitely. So the fact of the matter is, friends, that even though this is an invisible problem, we might not always see those particles that are causing the issues, it can have some serious impact on our bodies, and it can lead to some really serious health issues.
Now, when talking about this topic, you'll often see certain numbers associated with it to talk about how many particles are in the air. You might see something like PPM, along with a number. That is how many particles are in the air per million particles of just regular air.
Yeah, and I know when I lived in a city with more air pollution, I would check my app daily, and then I would know if it was a good idea for me to be outside in that or not.
Okay, friends, we're not done quite yet, but first, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看倍数加 the 名词加 of 的句型。这是一种比较级的表达方式，直接使用倍数词，如 half, twice, three times 等等，来表达数量或程度上的差距。经常用在比较人事物的大小、数目、年龄、重量等等方面。例如Half the size of, twice the number of. 例如 this apartment costs three times the price of the one we saw yesterday. 这间公寓的价格是昨天看的那间的三倍。
Okay, friends, we've come to the end of our article, but before we go, we want to talk a little bit about some of the things we learned today.
Absolutely. We're talking about air pollution.It's something that causes a lot of health problems, but it's often not something we can see.
And that's because those particles are so tiny. These particles are released from things like cooking fires, or manufacturing, or even things like vehicle exhaust. And as those particles go into the air, we breathe them in.
Even though it might not be from something that you're choosing to do,The things happening around you in your community can affect the air pollution and your own health.
And that is something that we are going to talk about more in our lesson tomorrow, so make sure you come back and join us for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye! Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.